Podcast, your host. It is very good to have you with me. This morning when I went to talk to Scotty, he was so excited because before my interview, I was bumped down the hour a bit. Before me was an interview with Matt Goss from Bross, the band that sang When Will I Be Famous? That's the famous song for them. I thought, how appropriate for me. When will I be famous, Matt? But that was my brush with fame this morning, that Scott had an interview with somebody before he had an interview with me, and he was very excited to be playing me after Matt Goss. It was a lovely interview, and I did look at the Ultra 106.5 website to see if you could have a listen as well, and I couldn't find it on there, but you never know, it might turn up at some point, so you can go to ultra106five.com and check it out. Anyway, that's how we started our conversation. Then I told Scotty about an app on my phone that I'm very excited about and caught him out completely. So have a listen to what we have to say, and then, as always, I'll do a bit of unpacking afterwards.
Hope that's Ultra 106.5. Ruth Amos is with me following Bross.
I can't get over it. What an amazing billing to have following Bross.
Bross and Ruth Amos. They kind of...
We just go together.
Matt Goss, Ruth Amos. Bross.
It works for me.
I can see it up in lights.
Absolutely.
Good morning. How
good
are you?
Good morning. I am very well.
And that's good. What are we talking about today?
We are talking about an app that not only keeps me organized, but keeps my house tidier and helps my relationships as well.
What? Hang on. I'm getting this app as we speak. So, what's it called?
It's my calendar app on my phone.
I was expecting some magic solution. Like, okay.
Yeah.
No, all right. Yeah, is it an app that actually like gets the kids to do stuff as well?
No, unfortunately, but it helps me to do stuff.
Okay, good.
But I was thinking about it. Because yesterday morning at 8 o'clock, my calendar went ping, and I thought, oh, that's the ping that says, just check with Scotty that we're right for tomorrow morning. Yeah. And you get a text every second Wednesday at 8 a.m. And yeah. I thought, actually, what would I do without my calendar? How useful is this electronic calendar on my phone? Yeah.
It's funny because I didn't, in my previous job when I was working for Compassion, I'd never really used calendars. And I started missing appointments and, you know, like when I first started, I'm just like, oh no, I need to get this in order, you know. And so I started really religiously using a calendar, which I'd never done before. And it was amazing because all of a sudden you get reminders to call people and all of a sudden, like, it changed everything for me.
Yeah. It's your personal assistant in your pocket. It really is. It really helps. I was thinking of like medical appointments where they write it out on a little business card and then you have a little business card floating around your house. But if you don't actually look at it, you don't know what's going on. But when I put it straight in my phone, it's there and it'll give me a reminder, so that's helpful. Or the roster for church hours was on a big A3 piece of paper, so putting all that straight into your phone means that you don't have that cluttering up your house as well.
We've actually got it's called Cozy, and it's like a family app, and the great thing about it is so we all get it on our phones, and so we're all linked in to whatever else is doing. So, you know, I'm like, oh, what do I got to do? Oh, okay, you're doing this at 1 o'clock today. So what about if I meet you at 12? You know, like I know what everybody's doing.
That's right. Absolutely. We do the same thing. We have a family calendar where, so it's not just things we're doing together as a family, but Moz went four-wheel driving for the whole day last Saturday. He blocked that out. So then I knew I was free to do whatever I wanted to do on that day.
And the nice thing about it is you get a ping through to your phone. So if Marianne puts something into her phone that something's on, even something that she's doing, then I get a note, oh, okay, she's doing that on this date.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so helpful. And also, so another thing Moz uses his for, and CGP Grey, who's a podcaster and YouTuber, he said it too, you sort of plan out your ideal week. So the thing is that you can have multiple calendars. You don't have to look at all of them all the time, but you could have one that has, so Moz puts all his classes in. It's not that he's going to forget that he has a class to teach. He's a teacher, for crying out loud. But you can just look at the thing and say, oh, those hours are blocked out because I should be. And CGP Cray is like, well, on an ideal morning, I'd work for 3 hours writing in the morning. So he blocks that out. And then, you know, it doesn't always work that way, but at least he's a bit more focused about what he's doing.
Yeah, that's so good. It's so good because it does. It just gives your week a structure, doesn't it?
Yeah. And then birthdays and anniversaries. Like, Facebook's great. In reminding me that someone's got a birthday. But, you know.
Not everyone's on Facebook.
Not everyone's on Facebook. And there's some special people in my life that I really do not want to forget. So
it's funny. We used to have a calendar, but our calendar was actually like one that you hang up. and that we used to go and put all of the calendar, all of the birthdays onto that calendar. So when you're sitting there doing the business, you're going, oh, it's such and such's birthday in 2 weeks.
And yeah, absolutely. And paper calendars and diaries and whatever are good as long as you look at them. But having that reminder that, that just, because another thing I did, I found a piece of scrap of paper in my office the other day that had bills that are due for my business and what about how much they are and about what date they're due. And I thought, this is great as long as I'm looking at this piece of paper. Yeah. Let's put that in the calendar with a reminder a week before so I can make sure the money's in the bank account. So it just keeps me on track.
Yeah,
keeps
so
me
good.
Organized.
And I think the really important thing about all that, as you say, is just making sure you put it in.
Yeah.
Because somebody will say, oh, what are you doing on the 7th of November at 7 p.m.? And I'll go, oh, nothing. And they go, would you like to do this? I'm like, sure, sounds great. But if I don't put it in, then I'm still in my memory.
That's
right. And so I now just go, all right, it's going straight in. Yeah. You know?
And, you know, I'm all about just not using your head to remember things.
Yeah.
Use the tools to remember the things and use your head to think creatively and enjoy life.
I love it. Hey, thanks, Ruth.
No worries.
RuthAmos.com.au.
That's it.
See you in a couple of weeks.
See ya. So I guess this morning's chat, you're getting a bit of insight into my life and a bit of insight into Scotty's life. But yeah, I just thought I'm going to draw attention today to calendars and how useful they can be, electronic calendars. So I am quite happy if you're an old school person and having it written in a book or a little diary that you carry around with you everywhere might work better for you. And that's fine. I remember that a while back Moz was saying that in certain situations, for him, it's important for him to have a paper book. So because if it's a week to a page, as he turns the page, he can think about the passage of time and he can really visualize where that time's going. I don't feel like I need that. I'm quite happy to have a calendar that's an electronic calendar. And just as I swipe forward through the weeks, it probably has the same effect for me. But as I thought, oh, I'm going to draw attention to calendars and started to think through what I use my phone calendar for, oh, my goodness, I would be so lost without this app. It's actually really important to me. And, that makes me a little scared, of course. But I think it's a tool, and as long as I use it as a tool and not make sure that – and not, you know, try to let it rule my life, but use it as something that I am in charge of, I think that's okay. However you go, whether you're writing it in a paper book or you're writing it in your phone or on your computer, yes, the important thing is to make sure you write it down, that you actually put it in. And what Scotty said there about actually writing these things in, a tool is no use at all if you don't use it. You know, if you've got a hammer that's beautiful and shiny and you leave it in the workshop and you never use it, well, then it's not useful. But as you use it and as you get used to using these electronic tools or whatever tools, then they're useful. That's the way it works with tools. And I think that also these electronic gadgets are being improved consistently or inconsistently, but they are being improved, because we were talking this morning as well about how with the Google Calendar, which is what I use, I don't use any special apps like Cozy, but I did have a quick look at it, and Cozy, C-O-Z-I, is a calendar tool that works with many calendars, so you can use that app and interface to work with your Google Calendar or your Apple Calendar or whatever you want. I just straight up use a Google Calendar thing on my phone, and I've got it linked to Outlook on my computer, and so I know what's going on. But when we first started with these Google Calendars, if you had a whole day event and you wanted to block a whole day out for something, the default reminder used to be, and I'm not sure if it still is, midnight, 24 hours before. So 24 hours before the whole day appointment started, you would get a ping from your phone, and that was at midnight the day before. You've got something on, not today, but tomorrow, just to remind you and interrupt your sleep, which is a very good reason for not sleeping with your phone in your bedroom. So my phone stays up in the lounge room when I go to bed. I want to sleep. I do not want pings and buzzes to keep me awake, or even flashing lights in the middle of the night. So my phone does not come to bed with me. And I try not to look at it first thing either. So I give myself a bit of wake-up space, a bit of being human before I look at my phone and see who's contacted me through the night. I really trust God that I just am not important enough to be needed in the middle of the night, and sleep is very, very important to me. But I think that Google stopped doing that midnight ping now. So anyway, yeah, just again to go through a few ways in which I use my calendar. One of the things I really love about it, before I get started, is that it's in the cloud. So I feel fairly safe about it. But having said that, yes, if somebody does write me out a little business card with an appointment time on it, I will keep it somewhere, just in case I don't trust myself on the day or trust that I've put it in incorrectly. Something else that these electronic calendars need to get worked out is the whole daylight savings change, but I'm feeling very confident that Google's got that figured out now. But all these things that you just think, oh, you know, if it's really important, yes, I do keep the paper copy until the thing has happened so that I can double check that I've put it into my phone correctly. That might just be my anxiety talking. But yeah, for many things, I just put it straight into my phone, double check with the person that I've put it in correctly, and then that's it. I don't have to carry around bits of paper or scraps of things or great big church rosters or whatever. Some ways I use my calendar. Well, medical appointments. So went to the osteopath the other day, and yes, as soon as they made the appointment, I pulled out, you know, I said, next time, we're going to meet next time, I pull out my phone, because one, I put the appointment straight in the calendar. Two, I can see whether I can make that appointment or not. And my life is busy enough that, you know, maybe I won't be able to make the appointment. So that's just really helpful. Bills due. So as I said, I found that note that I'd written to myself about when particular bills were due. My goodness, I don't want to have an empty bank account when those things are coming up. And things like the electricity bill and the water bill and stuff. For as many things as possible, it's better for my brain space to have them come out regularly as a direct debit every week. But if there are bills, or every month or whatever it is, but if there are bills that are irregular or annual or whatever, I put them in my calendar. And I can choose to put them in the calendar a couple of days before they're due. And, you know, I like being on top of those sort of things. And so that's a calendar reminder. It's got a ping with it, and the reminder comes up to pay the bill, and then I won't dismiss the reminder until I've paid the bill. And that's a way to just keep me on top of things. I thought about invitations, beautiful wedding invitations. They're just gorgeous, aren't they? They're always gorgeous. And I love them, and I put them on the fridge. Of course you put them on the fridge, reminding yourself that this beautiful day is coming up. But that's not going to help me plan my life. So I block out the day in my calendar as well, because I don't want to miss something as important as this. And if I've been invited to something that I'm not sure that I want to attend, then I will put in my calendar the RSVP date or a week before the RSVP date, so that I can make a decision about whether I want to attend that thing or not. So that's something I use my calendar for as well. Some of these things, you can hear their tasks, and they could go on an electronic task list. And some of the things I do put on my actions list, which also gives me a ping and a reminder to do that task. But I trust my calendar more. So if it's an important bill or an important invitation that I need to respond to, I'm going to put that on my calendar as well as my task list. Task list. To-do list is easier to say than task list. Yeah. Anyway, there you go. So, okay, birthdays and wedding anniversaries. So as I said, not everyone's on Facebook, and they shouldn't all be on Facebook. Not everyone has to be. I need to remember the birthdays. And if people are living interstate or overseas, then I need to be able to put their birthday reminder in maybe a week or two before their birthday actually is, so that I can make time to go shopping for a birthday present and send it off, or a card. So they're things that, as my children have gotten married and I need to remember children-in-law's birthdays and things like this, I need to put them in my calendar. And in fact, my daughter, she attacked my calendar, oh, at least a decade ago, maybe a bit more, and she put her birthday in. But she didn't put her name or anything in. She just wrote, on my calendar app. So on her particular birth date, it comes up with a reminder that says, doesn't that make you feel special? Okay, church roster. If you're not part of a church, I highly encourage you to be part of a church. Church is great. God is great. But anyway, we are part of a church, but you might be part of a sailing club or some other thing that you need to do bits in. I mean, being part of our community is one of the really excellent things about being part of a church. And being part of a community means doing stuff for the community, and that means going on a roster, and that means I need to write things in my calendar, especially if I'm leading the service. It's important for me to know about it. So, yeah, as I said, we used to get these massive pieces of paper that would just sort of hang around our house for weeks on end. But no, we put it straight into the calendar and then file the piece of paper. Maybe one of these days I'll talk about filing cabinets. Would you like me to talk about filing cabinets? If so, you know what to do. Write to me at ruth@ruthamos.com.au or send me a tweet at A Quiet Life Blog or Facebook. Find me on Facebook at Ruth Amos Author. Anyway, mid-podcast reminder. How's that? Still, yes. So filing the big piece of paper, keeping the information on my phone and my computer. Another thing that's really handy about online calendars is that it usually has the public holidays in there so that you know when they're coming up. I got caught with that this October. I wasn't looking ahead, had no idea that show day was coming up. So we had this long weekend I wasn't expecting, which was quite pleasant, really. But yeah, it's always good to know when public holidays are, and it's good that the online calendar will tell you about that and you don't have to look it up or write it in yourself. But I know, I am aware that most, if you buy a paper calendar, then that's going to have that information as well. And then appointments with yourself. So as I was saying, one way you can use it is to plan your week out in advance. Say, this is what I would like to be doing, and put that into your calendar. You can use different colours and make it look all pretty, and so that you can look at that calendar, that particular calendar, and say, ah, this is what I'm supposed to be doing at this time. Now, you notice that when I talked to Scotty about doing that sort of thing, I didn't apply it to myself. And that's because when I heard about it from CTP Grey, I thought, oh, I'm going to try this. I'm going to say this, you know, colour means writing, and this colour means podcasting, and this colour means whatever. And I blocked it all out of my calendar, and I immediately felt completely overwhelmed, like my day was totally full every day and there wasn't a chance to rest and I couldn't take a break, and it just did not work for me. So it may work for you and it may not. It may be a thing that gives you complete focus to your day, or helps you nudge you in the right direction of things you should be doing at any particular time, or it may, like me, just make you feel like your life's too full and you're always on the treadmill and you can never get off. And you know I don't like anyone feeling that way. That's why we talked about Sabbaths and whatever. So you need to know yourself. That's it. Use this tool if it helps. Don't use it if it doesn't. But having said that, there are some things that I do log into my calendar, even though it's not an appointment with someone else or something that's related to someone else. So one of the things that I do is on Thursdays, when I go in and talk to Scotty in the morning, it's great and I love it, but I have to leave at 7:20 to get there on time. And so I don't have time to have that 15 minutes of silent time that I usually spend with God every day. And I am now hooked on that silent time. And if I'm starting the morning without it, by the time I get to lunchtime, I'm just so het up because I've been running, doing the things. And so I have decided that on a Thursday I need to book in that 15 minutes of silence. So that's just an appointment with myself that I've put into my calendar and I go and do. Another thing, Thursdays are the day for it really, is an hour of writing at a cafe on a Thursday morning. One of the reasons why I've done that is because I needed to get out of the house because a cleaner was coming to clean the house. But also just to make that time with myself to say, this is the time that you concentrate on writing your novel, and it is going to be from 8:30 to 9:30 on a Thursday morning, and you're going to go in and do that. So that gets booked into my calendar as well. That's an appointment with myself. It's not an appointment with anyone else, and it's on my calendar. It's a repeating appointment. Speaking of repeating appointments, I think that's one of the very cool things about an electronic calendar is that those appointments, even if they're annual appointments that you have or annual recurring things like birthdays and anniversaries, you only need to put it into your electronic calendar once. And you don't need to set aside a day to go through your paper calendar and move things across from last year. I think if I had to do that every year, I'd lose things. But because it's electronic, put it in once, say repeat annually, and there you go. It's done. It's there. And every time I need it, it pops up to tell me about it. So yes, I use a Google Calendar. I use the reminder facility with Love. And sometimes I just use the whatever the default is, 10 minutes, 15 minutes reminder, which is fine. And sometimes if there's travel time, I might either put the travel time in, which you can add travel time to an appointment, or I just make the reminder half an hour or 45 minutes before I'm supposed to be there so that I have that travel time in. And so having that buffer helps me to not add something in when I actually need to be spending that time in the car. Is there nothing like having appointments butting up against each other and no time between appointments to get from one to the other or to swap your brain from one to the other? Don't like that. So make sure that you put that travel time in or that reminder that's a bit early so that you can adjust for that. We have, yes, the calendar that's just for me and the calendar that's for me and Moz. And it was for me and Moz and the kids. So when Scotty said, is this an app that gets your kids to do something as well? I guess in a way it is. If you've got a family calendar that's shared with all your, you know, phone-aged children, then they'll know that you have things that they need to do or that you'll be doing together. So our family calendar, we call it, even though it's just Moz and I now, it's a nice small family. Family doesn't necessarily mean two adults, two children. And so our calendar that's shared together is for things we do together. So things like dinners, dinner with the family, or things like going to our small group, or also, as I said, for documenting things that other people might like to know, like the fact that I'm out at book club, Moz is out four-wheel driving, or, you know, whatever that sort of thing is. So, you know, you could obviously use that to send helpful hints to your other half or the person you're sharing your calendar with. You could use it to send really nice notes. And I hadn't even thought about doing that until I was talking to you. But no, basically, we use our joint calendar for planning out joint things. And we also use it for when we are looking at our quarterly and annual rhythm, which I've talked about before. So when we're trying to block out weekends where we're going to go away together, weekends where we want to be able to sit in church together, weekends where we're going to try and do maintenance on the house, all that sort of stuff goes into family calendar so that we both know what we're thinking. And as I said, it doesn't have to just be your significant other, but my supervisor shared his calendar with me when I was working at university so that I could actually try and make a meeting time where he wasn't booked up in every other meeting on the earth and we didn't have to play email ping pong. And it was very, very handy. So that might just be a useful tool that you could use as well in that work situation when you really need to be able to find mutually agreeable times to meet. So yeah, there's so many things that are just helpful about these calendars. They bring a structure into my life and they bring peace because they remind me of things that I need to remember. And as long as I remember, as Scotty said, to put the things in, I'm much more likely to be somewhere on time, keep my appointments, pay my bills, and do things that are useful for myself or good for me, like exercising or having that quiet time. These things are really important and it helps me to care for others as well, to remember their birthdays, to remember their wedding anniversaries, or just to remember to reach out to them because I haven't talked to them for a while. So yeah, I think that these things are very important and I think that an electronic calendar is a very handy tool that can keep, as I said, keep the house tidier because you don't have those pieces of paper running about. They can keep me more peaceful. They can help me remember things that I don't have to keep in my brain or keep in the front of my brain all the time. And they can help me to look after other people. It's a fantastic tool. So if you are interested in reading what I've written about this, you can find my blog at aquietlife.wordpress.com. If you want to talk to me, ask me something that you would like me to talk about in my blog or in my podcast, or answer my questions, you can find me at ruth@ruthamos.com.au. You can find me on Facebook at Ruth Amos Author. You can find me at Twitter at A Quiet Life Blog. Or if you'd like to support me for as little as $1 a month, you can do that at patreon.com/quietlife. And I've just loved talking to you about something that maybe I'm a bit excited about, but no, I really think is a handy tool. And thank you so much for listening. And I will chat to you again soon.